Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape-Up series. Our Shape-Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. For our regular listeners, you hear me say wow every time I get to this particular point in the broadcast when I'm sharing with you that each episode of Motivational Mondays, in my opinion, and of course you know Coach Adams is truly biased, each episode is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, Inspired Media for You. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful and, again, truly rich. Allow Coach Adams, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. We actually love this interactive time, the interactive environment that taking your questions live brings. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are taking a look at time versus money, money versus time, which is most valuable. Truly thought-provoking. Before we jump in to today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick email, a fax, write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottom, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do, ultimately, to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pen and your notepads, your iPads, your tablets, your laptops, your desktops in front of you handy, that you need to take a quick pause and grab whatever you need to capture the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast, because it's time to shape up and win. This is our Shape Up series, and as you know, the desire is to always bring you rich and empowering content that you can use to support you in driving to the next level with your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You, money versus time, time versus money, what is more valuable? You know, the interesting thing about this topic is that so often in my coaching practice, I have individuals often say, "Coach Adams, you don't understand. I don't have the resources. I don't have the money." That's on one hand. On the other hand, I have others that say, "Coach Adams, you really don't get it. You don't understand. I don't have the time. Help me to manage my time more effectively. I'm struggling. I have the resources, but I don't have the time." Or, "I have the time, but I don't have the resources." I remember many years ago when I was still in property management, my challenge was, in my mind, my challenge was that I have the resources to do a little bit of travel, but I didn't have the time. I was so tied to the obligations and responsibilities of the demands of the industry at that time that I could not take off any significant amount of time. Then I remember there was a shifting in the tide, and now I had the time, but in my mind, it was, "I don't have the money. I don't have the resources." But I can now tell you that I am one that has gone from no passport to a passport with many stamps in it. So as we talk about this process, this tug of war between time versus money, I want you to really understand the significance of each, and we're going to determine, and this time that we're sharing today, I'm going to lay the information at your feet in various ways, and it's really up to you to determine this answer that we have for this question on the table, what's more valuable? So when we're looking at and evaluating time, simply put, time is this space between what one would say this space between tick and tock. This period necessary for or occupied by this space. The dash between our sunrise and sunset, as you often hear me say, that space in between. This 24-hour period and this space of time in each day, this measurement of this space, this period in each day, 24 hours, time. On the other side, as we're evaluating and looking at money, that many would say, I don't have the money. In essence, you're saying, I don't have the articles or the substance necessary that is required for this exchange of commerce, this exchange that, quote unquote, establishes one's wealth and their means of paying their bills. They pay with paper, be it cash, be it a written check. You're paying with a paper, a note, coins, electronic digits, like when you swipe that credit card or that ATM card, you're paying with digits, gold, whatever the commodity is that determines this medium of exchange, that measurement of wealth and that means of payment. So we're looking at time versus money, money versus time. You know, I would venture to say that the most important of the two, without question, is time. Because money, you can earn it, it will come, it'll also go, but it will come. But time is this commodity that you can never get it back. You know, it's so interesting because my father used to always say, time waits for no one. And I must be honest and real with you, when I was younger, I really didn't get that. And I didn't understand what, at the time, I perceived this little cliche-ish statement that my dad was making, time waits for no one. And I didn't quite understand, well, what does that mean? And the reality is that time will continue, this tick and tock will continue to process with or without us being conscious in that moment of time. Ooh. And this time is something that we cannot get back. We cannot get time back. So the days, the hours that I've already invested in today, I cannot get these days back. I cannot redeem the time that has already been spent, that has already been invested, and or this time that has already been wasted. And one of the things that I thought would be very beneficial for us is to really look at those top time wasters, because time is truly one of the most precious resources that we have. You know, it's important to understand that the fact is that regardless of how well we manage time, at the end of the day, we will still only have had 24 hours in today. In 1 year, guess what? There are only still, regardless of how well you manage your time, 8,760 hours, period. That's it. So the key is that we understand, how do I use my time more effectively? How do I use my time more wisely? How do I eliminate these time wasters from my daily life, from each and every day? Because when it comes to you living out and manifesting your vision, achieving your goals, crystallizing your dream, what is the greatest commodity to you is not money. Yes, you need money. Don't misunderstand me. But if you learn how to leverage and maximize your time as it relates to your vision, you will be in a better position and you will be set up for the money to come. See, those that have the money would say, oh, Coach Adams, you don't understand. I don't have the time. Those that don't have the resources, the money, they say, you don't understand. I don't have the time. When we understand that there are truly only 24 hours in a day. Okay, I know that's not rocket science. And for those of you who have been a part of my teachings on time management and the time management quadrant, you get that. We all get that. This is not rocket science that there are 24 hours in a day. But what's important for us to understand is, how will I utilize the time that I have? The greatest wisdom that I've learned, and I fight to evaluate, I don't always get it right. I'm in process growing daily with you. I believe that as long as we have breath in our bodies, I don't care what your age is, we should be continuously growing and evolving. And so I want you to know that I'm in process with you. Many of you, I've said, Coach Adams is in process with you. She may be a step or two ahead of you on your journey with some of the wisdom and insight that she has because of her training, but I'm still in process as well. And so at times I get it so right. Ooh, I get it right with my time management. And there's other times when I don't. So I can really relate to how we opened up by stating that when it all boils down to it, when the rubber meets the road, regardless of how well we may have managed our time, at the end of the day, we only have 24 hours in each day. And so what we have to look at and deal with is, how will I break this 24 hours down, and how will I battle against those areas that have been identified as time wasters? So with this 24 hours a day, Stephen Covey and the Franklin Covey system have stated that if you learn to maximize that 24 hours, understanding that generally speaking, and this is a generalization, that 8 hours have been set aside for working, 8 hours. 8 hours has been designated for leisure. I don't know anybody that gets 8 hours of leisure unless you're retired. I really don't. And 8 hours for sleep. And some don't get 8 hours of sleep. Why am I sharing this with you? Because it's been stated that the successful person will wisely utilize, they will wisely use the 8 hours of leisure time for achieving their goals. And we are here every week, every Monday, on Motivational Mondays. You are investing this time. I am investing this time. I can't get it back. You can't get it back. My goal and desire is to be utilized to make a deposit of impactful, life-changing words that empower you to move to the next level in your vision. I anticipate that when you tune in, you're looking to hear from the coach and get some insight so you can move your vision to the next level, so that you can feel like I'm more equipped to achieve my goals, so that you can feel like I am in a better position for achieving my dreams. Whatever that may be, it's an investment for both of us. I'm investing and you are investing time that we cannot get back. So I trust that it's beneficial for you because you're sacrificing and I'm sacrificing. But understanding that when I look at this 24 hours and how it breaks down, that again it's been stated, the successful person, they wisely utilize the 8 hours of quote-unquote leisure time towards the trajectory of their vision. So when you're maximizing this 8 hours of leisure time, and if you are working in a corporate setting and you have drive time, guess what? You have to factor that drive time in. If your day is 8 hours plus, you have to invest in getting to where you're going, factor that in. I've grown to realize that my body operates well off of 6 good hours of sleep. What does your body require? You know, I often share this. You have to start at the root. You have to understand and know, what does your body require? I have a dear associate. All of the times I've known her, if she does not get 8 hours of sleep, she's a red hot mess. She can get 7.5 hours, but if she doesn't get her 8 hours, she is a mess, and anybody in her circle knows that. For me, I can get 6, and I'm good to go. 6 uninterrupted hours, I'm ready to go, and I am at my optimum best. But everyone is different. Why do I share that with you? Because I have now gained 2 additional hours to put towards the fulfillment of my vision if I utilize my time wisely. But someone who now has to factor in, for example, drive time for work, guess what? They have lost that time. So I want you to understand this, and I do a full training on time management. I'm just giving you a little taste of it today as it relates specifically to our topic that we're discussing on Motivational Monday, time versus money. What's more valuable? I think it's clear that we've established what is truly more valuable is, in fact, this commodity of time if I manage it well and if I manage it efficiently. How do I better manage my time? I have to eliminate time wasters. I have to get rid of those things that become time wasters. You know, many have grown good at multitasking. That's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Maybe you're walking and you're on the phone having a conversation that's overdue, whatever that may look like for you. But you've learned how to maximize time. Maybe you're maximizing your drive time in that you've made your drive time your university on wheels to continue your education, whatever that may be. So that ability to multitask in those areas that you can will really support you in stretching and maximizing your time. And that's where many fall short. We don't know how to stretch our time. One of the biggest time wasters is truly, without question, interruptions and distractions. Coach Adams has found that, for me, a distraction can be the TV, the news media, all of what's going on and all of that. You can become distracted. You can get caught up, lost in the television. Someone else telling you their vision, tell a vision. Someone else telling you their vision, telling you what images they want you to see, telling you what they want you to hear. I remember a movie many years ago, Wag the Dog. They gave you this whole scenario in that movie, Wag the Dog, that was not even true. It was falsified because they knew the power of the medium. And everybody bought into it, and it turned out it was not true. It was false. It had all been fabricated. We look at the media, we get caught up. We don't know what's true and what's not true. But what we know is that it becomes a interruption. It becomes a distraction. Now, I understand we have to stay up to date on current events, but you don't have to get lost there. I remember, and we're, you know, approaching next month, the anniversary of 9/11. I remember when 9/11 happened. I was watching TV, and over 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 again, they kept showing you the images of the plane hitting the tower, the plane hitting the tower. Suddenly, without having the TV on, what did you see? The plane hitting the tower because of that repetition. And what then happened? You became distracted. That was the main focus. You couldn't focus on anything other than the plane hitting the tower. And so I want to share with you that you have to be mindful of those time wasters, that have been designed to distract you from your vision, that have been designed to distract you from your goals, distract you from your purpose. It's a trick. Don't get caught up in the trick. It is a trick to throw you off of your square, as one would say, the time wasters. So interruptions and distractions are without question high on the list of time wasters. In addition, poor planning. Poor planning. We don't plan for anything. You know, it's interesting because some people are great planners in one area and everything goes to crap in another area. They don't plan in that other area. So we have to grow in being better and more efficient with our planning. As we stated, time is this very precious resource. The fact is that regardless of how well we manage our time, at the end of the day, guess what? I still only have 24 hours. That 24 hours that's been broken down, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for leisure, and 8 hours for sleep. We've established the successful person will wisely use the 8 hours of leisure time to achieve his or her goal. What will throw us off our square? Time wasters. We're talking about the top time wasters. We've established that time is our greatest commodity. Money is important, but time is our greatest commodity. We can't get time back. As Dad used to say, time waits for no one. So interruptions and distractions will throw us off. They are those time wasters. They get us distracted and they get us caught up in this area. You know, I often say, as it relates to time management and the time management quadrants, which I'm not going to get into today, but there is one particular quadrant that it's not important, and it's not important, and it's not critical. And that is the phone call that comes in, your girlfriend, your guy, your best bud, your ace, boom, coon, whoever you want to call it, however you want to phrase it. They're having a bad day because they're dealing with a life circumstance. They are important to you, no question about it. They are important to you. But that situation that they're faced with in this moment as it relates to maximizing your time and being that wise person that utilizes your 8 hours of leisure or whatever time you've determined once you sit down and plan and break that time down that you have. If that call comes in that moment, guess what? It's now an interruption that becomes a distraction, and it is now a time waster. And when you look up, you realize, whoa, I've been on the phone with this person for an hour. Guess what? I can't get that time back. Guess what? Now I'm behind on what I have to take care of. So don't allow the interruptions and the distractions to get the best of you. Don't allow poor planning to get the best of you. We have to, planning is so crucial and so key. We have to plan. One of the ways that supports us with planning is having a deadline. It keeps urgency. I was working on a special project that you'll hear more about, and I knew I had this deadline, so I had to plan my time efficiently so that I could meet that deadline. And I have to tell you, being transparent, wow, was it so rewarding when I could say, woohoo, I not only met the deadline, but I got my submission in before time, and that felt good. Why? Because I was planning for that project. I knew exactly how much time I had to set aside. I planned for the extended support that I may have needed or whatever the case may be. All of those intricate details I forecast and I planned, and I achieved the goal in advance, and it was so rewarding. See, when we effectively manage our time, guess what? When you achieve that goal, it is rewarding. I had another situation that we met the goal, but we met the goal late. It was disturbing to me because I was fighting to get the people to understand we have to plan. Right now we're planning for failure because we're not keeping the goal before us. We're not planning accordingly for this goal. And sure enough, we were behind. We still did it, but we did it late. It wasn't as rewarding. Had we done it before time or we met the original deadline, it would have been woohoo, 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 woohoo. It was just woohoo, we did it. So when we are not planning effectively, we may achieve, but we may achieve and be too slow in our achieving. Interruption, distractions, poor planning. One of the things, and I dealt with this so when I was in real estate, oh my goodness, I can really teach a class on this one, perfectionism. And it's so funny because when I was in real estate, I remember that this little spirit of perfectionism, wow, it tried to get the best of me. I had to try to dot every I and cross every T. And that perfectionism got me stuck. And it is without question. It is a behavior. It's an attitude. What I've grown to understand is that I will give excellence. And excellence for me, Coach Adams, giving my very best in the moment. My very best in the moment. Understanding that I'm constantly growing and evolving, but if I give my very best in the moment, I'm now given excellence. You see, perfectionism, it's about trying to dot every I and cross every T, and until you can do that, you can get paralyzed and you can get stuck and you're overanalyzing. And so I want you to understand that you don't want to get stuck in perfectionism because it will waste your time. But if you allow yourself to be resolved with, I'll give my very best in the moment, you're able to achieve your goals. And you can feel good about that accomplishment. The next time you may do better, and that's okay. We should continuously be growing and evolving. So what have we discussed as time wasters today thus far on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You? And I want you to know, our global listening audience, we will be giving you an opportunity to chime in very shortly. So keep those notes going. If you have a question or a comment, your time is coming to interact. And maybe you have some great insight and wisdom that you can share us that hasn't yet been discussed. Money versus time, time versus money. We've established that time, without question, is the most valuable commodity that we have. And we are now dealing with those time wasters that will strip us of our time. Interruptions and distractions, poor planning, perfectionism. Ooh, I know this one. I can see the face of this next one. Procrastination. We put off for today what we can do tomorrow. Oh, I'll take care of it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. It stays on your running things to do list, and you keep saying, tomorrow. I suddenly hear the little girl Annie in the song, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow. Okay, of course, Coach Adams is not a singer, but you get the point. We put things off for tomorrow. Procrastination. Putting off for today what we can do tomorrow. And we can always justify, oh, well, I have so much on my plate, I have this to do, and get into that whole routine of making it okay to procrastinate. But when you procrastinate, guess what? Procrastination becomes a time waster for you. Then you look up and you realize, oh my gosh, I've lost all this time, and now you're under all of this stress and anxiety. You're now in critical and important mode as it relates to time management in the quadrant. You got to put your firefighter hat on. You got to get on the red truck because now it's a fire. Why? Because you procrastinated. Because you did not effectively allow yourself to plan and work that plan. So know that procrastination is without question a time waster. Remember, time waits for no one. You cannot get the precious commodity of time that you've lost back. You know, I'm constantly evaluating, where am I investing my time? I can't get my time back. Time flies and you look up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's been 2 years, it's been 3 months, it's been a month, it's been whatever it has been. And you look up and you're like, oh my gosh, here's the question, where did time go? It flew by. We weren't effectively planning our time. We were not maximizing each hour of the day, each hour of the year. You look up and that 8,760 hours is gone in your life. 2017, what about it? Where did it go? Before we know it, do you know that this is August? More than half of this year has already flown by. For me, I remember being in Dallas with my family, and we had our little Happy New Year. It seems like it just happened. But it was 8 months ago. Why? Because time is rapidly continuing to pass us by. Are you maximizing your time, your most valued commodity, one of your most precious commodities, the gift of time, this amazing resource that you have? I want you to know that if you deal with the time wasters, even if you just tackle one, you're going to regain some time. Interruptions and distractions. What are you allowing your ears to hear? Your ear gates, those windows into your soul, what are you allowing them to hear that are causing you distraction? What are you allowing your eye gates to see that are causing you distractions? Are you planning to fail because you failed to plan? Ooh, poor planning. Is that perfectionism spirit, that behavior, that attitude, that habit of perfectionism, is it getting the best of you? And now you're stuck and you cannot move? As I was sharing, I remember when I was in real estate and this perfectionism, boy, it got the best of me. And I missed opportunities because I was so stuck in making the absolute most perfect marketing piece. Others sent their pieces out. They may have had a typo or two. It wasn't their intent, but they did the best they could in that moment. But still, the typo got by, and they're getting all of this business, and I'm still trying to get mine out, and I moved too slow and missed the opportunity. See, because perfectionism will get you stuck. Procrastination. Are you putting off, waiting, putting off for today what you can legitimately do today? Oh, I'll take care of it tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes next week. Next week becomes next month. Next month becomes next year. And before you know it, that same thing is still sitting on your things to do, and it has not yet been handled. When you have a plan and you can see yourself checking those boxes off of things that you had on your list to do that you're getting done, I must tell you, it is so rewarding. How about this one? You have so much on your plate. You try to do everything yourself. One of the things that I have learned is that if I can stretch time by getting someone's assistance, I'm all for it. That is the key. Get somebody else to do it for you. It may cost you a little bit, but if you have it, it's well worth the monetary resources. It's well worth it, that commerce exchange. Some may disagree. I feel it's well worth it because if it saves me time, if I can pay you to do something that would take me 2 hours and that's your area of specialty and it only costs me a couple of bucks and I still have those 2 hours, for me, just me, it's well worth it. Because time, you cannot get time back. Once it has passed, it is gone. You can't get it back. So I want to take a pause here. I have a few other points that I want to share with you. But I'm thinking that at this stage, I want to open the phone lines. I don't know if anyone wants to play in Coach Adams' sandbox, but I'm going to give you the opportunity because I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from this discussion that we're having, time versus money? What is more valuable? Are you taking anything away from this value time that you have invested today in tuning in to Motivational Monday? Are you getting anything from what is being discussed? So I want you to know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting at your electronic device, maybe listening in from your laptop or your PC, smartphone through the internet, and the link, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Don't be scared. Are you taking anything away from this discussion around time versus money? What have we talked about? We've established that time is that space between, as one would say, tick and tock. It is that period necessary for or occupied by. It is that dash, as I often say, between our sunrise and our sunset. It is the 24-hour period and that space of each and every day. We're talking about time. Money, of course, is that article or substance used as a medium of exchange, measurement of wealth, and a means of making payments. Of course, that can be done in bills, notes, paper, coins, electronic digits, as one would say, whatever that looks like for you. And we've established that out of the two, time versus money and money versus time, the most valued commodity, and not that money is not important. Don't you dare walk away and say Coach Adams said money is not important. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying what is your greatest resource and your greatest commodity is, in fact, time. We've established that time is this precious resource. Time waits for no one, as my dad used to say. That when you look up and you close out the year, when it's all said and done, it's still only that there was 8,760 hours in that year. How did you utilize those 8,760 hours in that year? How did you utilize the 24 hours that you had in this day? Did you sleep them away? Did you waste them away? Were there interruptions and distractions that threw you off of your square? Was there poor planning and you didn't get anything accomplished? This is not a judgment. This is an awakening awareness for you to say, wow, how can I make a shift so that I'm more intentional and more deliberate with my time? Understanding that in that 24 hours of each day, that if I recognize that 8 hours is designed for work, generally speaking, 8 hours is designed for leisure, and 8 hours is designed for sleep, that if I want to be wise, if I want to be a successful person, I will wisely use the 8 hours that has been designated for leisure in achieving my goals. Are you getting anything from what we're sharing today around this subject of time? Again, our phone lines are open and we welcome your engagement. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is the thing. I've invested time, you've invested time. If you need coaching right now, your little finger needs to press 1. Don't miss this time opportunity that we will never get back, to make a comment or ask a question around today's subject. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in the time wasters and the richness of what we've been sharing concerning this, interruptions and distractions, poor planning, perfectionism, procrastination. We stop at, are we trying to do everything ourselves? If so, learn to stretch time. You know, that is one that I had to become resolved with. I can't do everything, although I would love to think in my beautiful little mind that I am Superwoman, Wonder Woman. I'm not. Can't do it all. Would love to, but can't. So the greatest wisdom that I can walk in is, okay, let me figure out how can I stretch time. How do I stretch time? I don't try to do everything myself. I enlist others that can support me, and I learn how to say two-letter words, N-O, no, because others would love to consume your time. I had that this very week. Someone's trying to give me an assignment wanting to consume my time. I got other things to do. The time is planned out. But it happens. People will try to consume your time. Again, if we don't plan for something, we're planning to fail. So the key is we have to plan our time more effectively. And then whatever you determine you're going to do, even if you do a movie escape, you plan that time. You made the decision. I am going to escape. I did a movie escape myself yesterday, and it was a wonderful, beautiful thing. Why? Because I needed a little leisure break. So what did I do? I went on a movie escape. And so when you make that decision, be conscious on the fact that you made those decisions. But don't let others consume your time and dictate your time. Are you taking on too much? I can be guilty on this one too. Trying to take on so much. You're adding this to your plate and that to your plate and this to your plate and that to your plate, and you realize, oh my gosh, I got so much going on. And the balls start falling off of the plate. Again, bit off way more than you can chew. This often happens when people are volunteering at organizations and what have you. They'll say yes, 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 yes. They're yesing it, and then they look up and they're like, why am I doing this? And my time is so consumed, and I'm losing this time, this precious commodity, this precious resource that I cannot get back. So you have to stop taking on too much. Stop biting off more than you can chew. And if you make the decision to bite it off, do it with a good attitude. Own it. But do it with a good attitude. Don't do it and murmur and complain all the way. Then don't do it. Say no. Just say no. I can't. And that's okay. Because I do believe that a part of this time waster is that you have to walk in, and this is a part of that, taking on too much. You're not walking in self-care. If you're taking on too much than you can chew, and you're feeling like I'm Wonder Woman, and you're not, and you're feeling overwhelmed, and you're getting stressed out, and all of this because you've bitten off far more than what you can chew. So I want to encourage you today to know that this is so key, that one, you don't want to try to do everything yourself. Do what you can, but in those areas where you need to solicit other support, be okay with soliciting other support. You know, a great leader will seek expert counsel. I'm not going to get into a situation and need an attorney and try to represent myself because I just want to represent myself. Why would I? I would solicit the support of one who's an expert in that area. And so I want you to know that this is so key. You know what? It's like so rich and so much. Guess what? You may have to tune in next week because I have 10 bullets I wanted to share with you. And guess what? We are approaching, and I don't want to rush through. I really don't. We have a few other points that I want to share with you, and I don't want to rush through. And I have a couple of announcements for you. So I want us to really understand what has been shared. And, again, I want to give you the opportunity, stay mindful. The lines are still open. You still have time. It's not too late. You have a question or a comment, feel free to press 1. Jump right on in. You have a couple of minutes to be able to do so, and we so welcome your interaction and engagement. Again, we're talking about time versus money. We've established, and I'm just doing a quick summary recap, and I'll give some announcements. We have established that time is the most precious commodity that you cannot get back. And I want you to know that this is so key of understanding that when it's all said and done, you don't want to have regrets. And when we don't manage our time effectively, we have regrets. And, you know, this is so interesting because I just got a text message and someone said, I've heard of people who are near death, never wish they had more than anything other than time, but they would do anything for more time. And it's so interesting because I remember a story in The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the illustrations dealt with time. And so, yeah, when people are on their deathbed, guess what? They're not saying, I wish I had more money. I'm sure Steven Jobs, for example, he didn't say, I wish I had more money. He had the money. He was saying, I wish I had what? More time. That's a great point. I thank you for that text and sharing that insight. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. And it's great to know that we have listeners listening in, and you may not ask the question live, but if you can text and all that, you can do that. That's perfect. So that was great. So I want you to know that, yeah, when people are on their deathbed, they're not looking for more money. They're looking for more time. I wish I had more time. And so we're going to pause here. Oh, my gosh, this was so good. I mean, I've got a lot of this. I'm, like, rechecking and saying, okay, don't let yourself be distracted. Make sure you continue to plan. Don't get caught up in perfectionism. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off for today what you can do tomorrow. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do for today. Are you listening? Okay, I'm just checking in. Don't try everything yourself. And this is a reminder for me. Continue to farm things out as you can. Stretch time even more. That is such a great gift, to be able to stretch your time, to give yourself more time, because somebody else is taking on something that you can now farm it out and you now regain that time. Don't take on too much. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Really and truly, make calculated risks around your time. Really evaluate, is this something that I can realistically do? And be okay with, if you can't, say no. Because not only do we want you to make the right decisions with your time and more effectively manage your time, we want you to be healthy in that process. And when we take on too much, guess what? We then get into crisis, and we have several other points we'll be discussing with you on next week as we continue this process in our SHAPE series, Time versus Money. So guess what? You have to tune in next week as well to get the other points that we have for you. And believe me, they are so rich. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, I want you to know and or be reminded that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We want to continue the dialogue with you. Maybe, just maybe, you didn't feel comfortable in asking a question or making a comment. Would love to hear from you nevertheless. So make a note of that via social media in our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Maybe you have a great show topic, idea, show guest. That is the forum for you to be able to do that as well. Want you to know that we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. As stated on our next week's installment, it is time to continue to shape up so that we can win. I want to stay connected with you, and we are redesigning and refreshing the Coach Adams website, so it's temporarily down for construction, but you can still send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Want to stay connected. If you want to be added to my database, send an email to admin@coachadams.com. Maybe you have a question or a comment and you want to give a call in, you can do that offline at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. want you to be reminded, and or I want to make you aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we have our 4 Hours of Power Live Empowerment Workshop, Shape Up and Win. Every Monday, we are right here giving you strategies for your vision, and we are always excited to come together for the Motivational Monday. There's group coaching, there's individual coaching, speaking, training, team building, you name it. It is available for you as a part of our Full Circle of Empowerment. Again, you can email Coach Adams, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. This closes out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. We want to thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.